So we come now to the end of the lecture. We come also to the end of the series. For the past 8 weeks now, we've been studying the parables, myths, and symbols of the Mahayana in the White Lotus Sutra. Not just studying them, we may say, exposing ourselves to them, allowing ourselves to be influenced by them, even to be carried away by them. And during these weeks, at least while attending, at least while listening to these lectures, we've been living in a different world. We've been living in a world of timeless truth, living in a world of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. We've been witnessing a great drama, what I called the drama of cosmic enlightenment. And now it's all over. But over only in a sense. The lectures may be finished, but the drama of cosmic enlightenment goes on. The White Lotus Sutra goes on. Not only that, not only do they go on, but we ourselves are part of the drama. All living beings, in fact, are part of the drama. And one day, remote as it may seem at present, one day we too shall be predicted, as it were by some divine voice, to supreme enlightenment. We usually think that it's time to listen when somebody speaks. But the real time to listen is when somebody stops speaking. The real time to listen is when there is no sound. The real time to listen is when there is absolute silence. Because if we listen long enough, we will hear not a sound, but more than a sound. We shall hear the voice of the Buddha, the voice of the eternal Buddha. And then we shall hear and see for ourselves all the parables, myths, and symbols of the White Lotus Sutra.